USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Navy's top admiral will soon decide the fate of the ship captain who was fired after pleading for commanders to move faster to safeguard his infected crew on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Admiral Mike Gilday will decide whether Navy Captain Brett Crozier stepped out of line when he went around the chain of command and sent an email pushing for action to stop the outbreak. 660 sailors on the aircraft carrier, now docked in Guam, have tested positive for the virus and 7 have been hospitalized. One sailor has died and more than 4,000 of the ship's 5,000 crew members have been moved for quarantine. The review won't be limited to Crozier. It will also look at the command climate on the ship and higher up within the Pacific-based fleet to determine if there's broader leadership issues. Gilday could decide that Crozier acted in the best interest of his crew and was unfairly removed and could reinstate him as captain of the Roosevelt. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Governor Greg Abbott announced a plan to open up Texas, the second largest state by population and one of the largest economies in the world. Despite initial resistance to a statewide stay-at-home order, Abbott's executive order shutting down non-essential businesses went into effect April 12th. Abbott announced a strike force of doctors, state leaders, and business owners to oversee what he called a phased opening of the economy. Schools, however, will remain closed for the remainder of the school year. State parks will open first on April 20th, but visitors must still wear masks or face coverings. The Federal Bureau of Prisons have now said 465 federal inmates and 296 staff members have coronavirus. More than 100 inmates and 25 staff members have recovered. 18 inmates have died from the virus. The Bureau also announced its first potential staff death from the virus. Robin Grubbs, who was working at the United States Penitentiary in Atlanta, was found dead in her home and then tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Senate investigation finds that U.S. airlines are sitting on an estimated $10 billion in customer cash, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The money comes from the cancellations as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Airlines are required by law to issue cash refunds to travelers for flights that the company cancels, but they're under no obligation to offer cash if a customer cancels the flight by themselves. A group of Democratic senators now urging the airline to do so, since Congress has already approved a $25 billion aid package for the industry. I'm Chris Barnes.
You won't see the normal grand in-person event that marks the launch of a new Apple product, but despite economic upheavals resulting from the coronavirus pandemic, the brand has unveiled the new iPhone SE, and you can now pre-order it. Apple announced the second-generation iPhone SE would be available for pre-order and that it will be delivered by Friday, April 24th. According to Apple, the popularity of the 2016 iPhone SE, coupled with the demand for more affordable prices, yielded the new launch. Now you can buy Apple iPhones that incorporate the features from the original iPhone SE, along with upgrades from the iPhone XR and the new iPhone 11. Unlike the most recent iPhone model, whose base price is $679, the new 64-gig iPhone SE starts at a more affordable $399. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.